This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday is upon us. How do you do? Okay, I do it three times because how do you do is once for Jennifer. How do you do is twice for Victoria. How do you do is three times for Kara. How do you do to you is four times and perhaps the most important. Welcome to the DJV experience where we start with the good news. Donald Trump announced through Vice President Mike Pence yesterday that the National Space Council will be revived. And for me, and for the country, in my opinion, it is very good news. Overseeing the space-related activities from agencies like NASA and the Defense Department, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, President George H.W. Bush was big on this, and then his son, President George Boob Bush, ruined it all by canceling the council's input. That would be the best way of putting it, because that's what they are.
What happened in between? Did Clinton keep it going and then George W. just let it go?
Clinton was passive about it. George W. cut the space budget down to the bone and used the money to go blow up Iraq. And Obama didn't have a clue. When it came to space, he was completely
clueless. I think Obama
killed
it as part of another. They had attached it to another thing that he signed, right? And I think he didn't know that he actually ended it, right?
Right, yeah. So all of the big talk from both of them about education, the No Child Left Behind thing that Bush started, and then bumbling Barack did the same.
I think there's a lot more important things than space in this country to fix right now.
I would say that was not.
I know you're a space enthusiast.
It isn't,
I know.
It isn't about space so much as what it does to inspire and bring about the capabilities in the education system to deal with the skills that are necessary to put people into this. Go back to when I was a kid.
And forget the skills. Think about what it does for people's morale. You know, everybody kind of gets behind this space program typically.
There has never been a moment.
I think there's a difference generationally, though. Millennials don't care about space.
Well, then that's a big problem because
I know, but I'm just saying because it's been gone and long enough.
It's pretty stupid.
I should have said we don't care. I'm just saying there's a generational difference. Like, my grandfather worked for NASA, but there's a generational difference. Space doesn't it doesn't have any relevance in our life.
Right.
Because
Bush and Obama killed the programs. That's why.
Well,
and that's the show.
A few years ago,
that didn't
influence an entire generation. So I think it's a lot. Right. It goes deeper than that.
Since 2000? Of course it's that's a generation in 15 years?
No, I'm saying since Obama killed it in a few years ago, that's not really making the difference of why an entire generation of millennials don't care about space.
George W. Bush killed it, and then Obama had a chance to bring it back, and he didn't. I think that's what Jennifer was saying. It wasn't that Obama killed it. He didn't bring it back, and he had an opportunity to do it because the people around him suggested that it would be a good thing for, we're all saying here, education purposes, the inspiration, the feel-good. You can't underestimate the feel-good nature of things that are really strongly American. There's the focus on Buy America, Buy American is something that has come to the surface. There are all these agencies that were being cut, or at least the suggestion in the first budget proposal to cut, 35 different agencies. There are a couple of these agencies that have now come back around, and the National Space Council wasn't one of them, but I'm going to use this as a correlative, Victoria. Let me just finish the focus on the Space Council, if I may, for a minute. I don't mean to be argumentative. That wasn't my point. Sorry. I came across that.
No, I don't either. I know that you love space, and I grew up with my grandfather who loved space, but I think that somewhere along the line, and I don't really think it was political, I think it's a cultural shift, that if you could poll anybody up to the age of, 35 today and rank the things that make them feel patriotic, and space is not going to make that list. I would make that bet,
The point,
and I agree with you, there is a patriotism with it.
Yeah, but I'm not disagreeing with you and your point. What I'm saying is the reason that people have lost a focus on it is because in this circumstance, along with some others, the government's input is important. I don't, I'm not a big government person.
Right.
And I think there was a lot of stuff that went on in the early NASA years that probably caused us a little consternation. But when the world, and I mean this completely literally, when the men landed on the moon in 1969, those three guys, there was never a time before that, and there has never been a time since that the entire planet was so focused on one thing. You couldn't go to a city in the world that had a television store. There weren't people in front of the television store watching the pictures of those guys step on the moon for the first time. There was nothing.
I can imagine,
in my lifetime and in any circumstances you can point to since then that has unified the world. And that's one of the reasons that I think these programs are as important as they are. So that's,
and I can modernize it, and I want you to have your chance to go back to that, Dougie, but just on a more modern level, I remember in the fourth grade watching The Challenger, getting everybody together, and even though that ended in tragedy, everybody was so excited a teacher was going to space.
Yep.
We would watch these launches, and actually, as of just, maybe five, I don't even remember how long it was, because, at this point, time just flies by, but I remember when the Mars lander went to Mars, just like 5 years ago, and I remember people on their cell phones looking to see what the surface of Mars looked like.
Right.
It is less of a priority for a generation because it's been less of a priority for our country, but I do still think that, I would rather have Americans gathering around the TV to watch something like this where there's no arguing and there's only pride in our scientific discoveries than gathering around the TV like they're doing today to talk about James Comey in Russia. I mean,
or
it just,
the attack
what's better
in
for
Saudi
our,
or Tehran.
Or ISIS attacks. What's better for our heart? I mean, what's better for our minds?
Of course. I just don't think that's going to happen. I just think because maybe landing on the moon and seeing that footage, that was you can't top that. And I think that there's a part of I just think there's a part of that that's affected the next generation. That the Mars landing, that was cool, but we're surrounded by technology like never before, and I just think that it's going to need to be like discovering an alien or photos of an alien or something that big to bring that type of enthusiasm back to the next generation. And I think that's it's a tall order. It's not going to happen.
Well, it's a cynical way, but you're right. In a way, this is...
I mean, I don't like being cynical about this. I'm just being a realist,
Unfortunately,
that's just sort of how it is.
Well, it is with you and a lot of people that are your age. I agree with you. I don't know how Karen feels about it.
Well, Doug, you have the nostalgia of seeing that experience, right? Of watching that footage of them on the moon. I can't imagine what that must be like. That would be incredible.
Yeah. It was. It was an incredible day. And when I think about what you were just saying, about Challenger, January of 1986, what I remember was thinking, because Krista McAuliffe grew up in Framingham. I knew her.
And she was America's sweetheart, by the way.
She was a school teacher. She was adored. She was a very, the interesting thing about her was she was plain and simple and smart. That would be the way I have described her that way many, many times. Her folks still live in Framingham. As a matter of fact, although I think her father died not long ago. But imagine the other side, just sort of take I don't mean this to be the negative approach, but, and to say that Victoria's approach isn't, she said, being realistic, those were...
I wish it was different.
Those are always fighting words with me because of the association with the word and my father, who always used to tell me to not reach for the stars, literally. Do what you're doing. Be satisfied with where you are. Be realistic. Don't, you know, be comfortable and be satisfied with the mediocrity of your life. And that's,
well, that's certainly not what I'm saying.
No, I know it isn't. But I'm just giving you a clue into what happens to
it's
me
a
when
trigger
I hear
word.
That word. Oh, my
Got
God,
it.
Is it a trigger
I will not use that word again.
It's really interesting to sit here and listen to it because, you know, I think that space is really cool, and I agree that I don't necessarily think it's going to be a priority, and so I don't know if it will be successful as a government program right now, if millennials will want to support it, but I'm really interested to see how it goes with, you know, in the private sector. With, I think a lot of millennials really like Elon Musk and really respect him and think think that a lot of things that he does is really cool. And I was really excited. I think it was last year or the year before where they finally did the flyby of Pluto, and I think Pluto has a special place in a lot of millennial hearts because it was a planet when we were growing up, and then it stopped being a planet. So I think it's weird
Pluto
to say.
Pluto was a dog when I was growing up.
Well, okay, Pluto is also a dog, but it was just this weird thing where you grow up and you know the nine planets, and you sing a song about it, and you know the little acronym to remember all of them, and then it stopped being a planet. And so it was kind of cool last year to see the pictures of it. So I think it might be successful in the private sector, and I think that people. I think that there are still discoveries to be made that would get people invested in it, but I'm not sure if it will ever be the big thing that it was.
Here's what I'm hoping the millennials will see out of this. If they don't get enthusiastic the way my generation did about it, okay. But I am hoping that this generation that is yours, Kara, is going to look at all these wars and all of this horror that goes on in the world and wants to put an end to it. If you've gotten so used, you're almost numb to the stuff that goes on.
I
mean, you look at yesterday, the headline isn't what happened necessarily in Iran, but whose fault it was. You know, the Saudi Arabians are being blamed by the Iranians, even though Daesh claims that it was them who blew up the Khomeini tomb and the parliament or whatever the hell else got blown up over there. Isn't it amazing that now we have competing terrorist organizations taking credit for what this is? I mean, think about how crazy the world has become. And this is what you've grown up around, and this is what we focus our attention on because we allow it to happen. This kind of stuff could be put down like that if everybody wanted to do it. But for whatever the reason, whether it's good for business, good for control of people, fear, all that other stuff, I don't know. But I am damn sick of every day in my generation looking at, I have been. I was sick of Bush and the Iraq War, sick of being in Afghanistan and wasting money and lives there. Look at the problems it's causing now. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if we can agree generationally that there's something to be gained by focusing on something that really is good, and that's what the space program is.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, I don't watch TV. I don't ever watch TV or the news on TV because it's so frustrating. And in my spare time when I'm at home, the last thing I want to do is, you know, I try to be generally optimistic. And so the last thing I want to do is watch something on TV that is just negative thing after negative thing after negative thing. So I agree with Jen that it would just be nice to have something to watch on TV where you know that everyone is watching it and everyone's talking about it and you're united, and to just see something that's intrinsically good, I think that it would be really nice to have that. So whether it's the space program and launches into space or whether it's something else, I'm not sure what it will end up being, but I do think that we need something like that.
Well, this shows you, in a manner of speaking, and we're getting close to a tight circumstance here, but when you look at the original 35 organizations that were subject of budget scrutiny, NASA's one of them. That budget is not going to be and with the signing of this, that budget goes back to where it was, and perhaps even is going to be enhanced when they get together and advise on some of these things. But then the other things that give me a moment later on to talk about a couple of these other things that are coming back as a result of budget scrutiny and what these people are learning about what the realities are in the world with regard to America and our priorities. All right? But in the meantime, that was a good discussion. 21 after the hour. Good, if I do say so myself. This is the DJ V Show.
Love. Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time.
All right. The day
she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget where
Emily. This is an early, this is both the oldies.
But something sure is wrong.
Never heard this before.
Cause I'm the blue.
Me neither, but I like it.
Yeah. Who is it? You know who it is, because you put this together.
They actually found a new...
Wait, you don't know that this is Elvis?
No, I'm asking you. Oh. I know it's Elvis, but I'm asking the younger ears who may not know this is Elvis from when he was just a boy. Elvis, the formative years, thoroughly documented in a documentary. It's a good thing to document things if you're going to put them in a documentary. Boy from Tupelo, the complete 1953 to 55 recordings, which is a box set that collects every known studio take, every live performance, every radio appearance that Elvis made in those 3 years. This is a song from that. Listen
to
this.
She went away.
That voice.
I made myself a promise.
You can hear Elvis in it, but the young Elvis. I think he's 18 here, isn't he? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
I think he's 18.
It's amazing, though. I've never heard this. I love it.
Yeah, it's nice. It is. So you then wonder, Victoria, why these things weren't released before.
Yeah.
This is due out next month. It's a 3-CD set. Somebody want to get me this for my birthday or something?
Packed with
unreleased recordings, live performance of I Forget to Remember to Forget, which is what you're listening to, from the Louisiana Hayride. It was performed in October of 1955. So let's see, this 3-CD set also boasts for the first time every known Sun Records master, an outtake. Oh, my God. Listening to that, that'll be nothing but fun. Also has the Memphis Recording Service acetates. The acetates are the original recordings were done on what they called an acetate, which is the forerunner to vinyl. The plastic that actually recorded these things before they had tape. And this is some kind of fine thing. The box set also comes in a 120-page book formatted as an illustration of his travels, documents, chapter in Presley's career from the days before his July 5th, 1954 recording session at Sun to December 55 when he left Sun to go with RCA. A lot of photos, memorabilia, essays, and more. I was yesterday, I actually took a moment. You'll get a kick out of this. There was a piece in USA Today last week about John Wayne. It was on the day that would have been his 110th birthday had he lived. And so I went online to the USA Today website to look at all the pictures that had been put in. As you know, you go to the website to see more of the pictures. Some of the most captivating personal pictures of his life off screen, off camera. That was just very intriguing to see. And so this sort of memorabilia is the same thing for me. Anyway, the essays, just anyway, so it's called The Boy from Tupelo, be available as a digital download, also 12-inch vinyl, so it'll be on a real record. 17 songs Presley recorded at Sun, available now for pre-order, $39.98 at shopelvis.com. Okay, let's see, I'm finding that website. ShopElvis.com. I just circled it.
I think $39 is a really good price for all of that.
I would agree with you. Yeah. That is, should I order it myself or should I wait for Christmas?
Well, I mean, do you want to wait until November for your birthday?
No, I don't want to. I kind of want to.
It's a good idea. It's a great gift.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Thank you. I'll gift myself. How's that for a deal? Purple. 28 past the hour, celebrating the Elvi. You still can find some
room. Don't forget to think for yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In 1966, researchers set up an experiment where nurses received a call from an unfamiliar doctor instructing them to administer what appeared to be a toxic dose of medicine to a patient. Now, they set this experiment up so that no one would really get hurt, but the point is this. 21 of the 22 nurses in the experiment actually tried to administer the toxic dosage, even though they knew it was wrong. Before you judge those nurses, however, think of the ways you allow authority figures to shape what you think and believe about the world. Just because people speak with authority doesn't mean what they're saying is accurate. Question your world. Trust your gut. Teachers are meant to guide you, not tell you what to think or tell you what to do. For guidance along your journey, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds for dad until 1 p.m. Plus, take an extra 20% off sale prices. With an extra 20% off, a stylish watch is just $15.99. A Grand Slam golf shirt is $17.59. And an Izod camp shirt is only $19.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select style.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Four at the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. You can also follow the lives and loves of Jennifer Warren at Jennifer Warren. Have you got a picture of your fiance?
On Twitter? Yeah, well, probably on Facebook. Pictures. Yes, not on Twitter. Facebook. Twitter is,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
Twitter's Twitter, at, please.
Yeah, at Jennifer Warren, at On Air Victoria. You got pictures of Lewis anywhere? Now that I think about it, I don't know that I've ever seen a picture of Lewis either.
Yeah, there's a picture of us together on Instagram.
Really? But not on Facebook.
Well, yeah, it's on Facebook, too. Everything I send from Instagram goes to Facebook.
Even though the other day, I think you posted something. It was at the Talkers Convention last Friday. Pictures of Kara and me and other people that were there got posted on Instagram. And I was getting these notifications all over the place. This one loves it, that one loves it. And I still haven't figured out how to get to Instagram, even though I know I'm on it.
So. But people like it.
Yeah, they do like it, yeah. The focus on talk radio is reading an overview. And I'm going to use this to slide into something. The conversation, if you did not hear what we were talking about in the last half hour, here's a great bit of not sage advice. But I am now happy to tell you that it's pretty easy to find former and future conversations if you go to TuneIn Radio on your computer or mobile device. Do a search for Doug Steffen Now. That's what's important. Put Doug Steffen Now, because that brings you to what we're doing now, and then to the repeat sequentially through the day on TuneIn of the things that we've done in order. So let's say you listen to this hour, or from this point in the hour to the top of the hour, but you didn't hear what was on earlier. The reference might be to something. I try never to go back because it's too confusing for people, but I would tell you, and making reference to something I'm going to talk about in a moment, that we had a very stimulating conversation about NASA and government programs in the last half hour that you might want to listen to. It would be hour number 3, Doug Steffen Now at TuneIn Radio on your computer or mobile device. You can also listen to podcasts of various elements of the program at Blog Talk Radio anytime you would like through the day. All right? I think, is that under Doug Steffen and Friends? At Blog Talk, I think, Kara, that's your bailiwick. I think it's under...
Yeah, if you go to Blog Talk and look under Doug Steffen and Friends, that has the umbrella of all the different Doug Steffen shows, or if you go to Good Day Podcast, that has just right. the DJV stuff.
But does it have an umbrella? Does it have the Doug Steffen umbrella?
Well, I'm sure we can put a picture of Doug Steffen with an
Jennifer
umbrella.
In an umbrella?
Yes.
Yeah. Hello. So the last half hour that I was referencing... conversation about government programs stimulating because the NASA council is coming back, and that's something that's very good. And NASA is one of the agencies that was originally subject for scrutiny under the first go-round of budget proposals, which were done, I think, in early to mid-March. And included also in that group of agencies that were to be scrutinized was the African Development Foundation, and the Overseas Private Investment. No, that's not the one I'm looking at, although that's part of the scrutiny as well. There's another, and I'm now trying, I found it and I put it, here we go. There's another one of these groups. Oh, here it is. The Inter-American Foundation. At first people say, what do we need these things for? And then they educated themselves and found out the benefit of having these organizations and like organizations around the world is to promote, buy, and use America and American products and goods and companies. So I'll give you an example. In Africa and or in Latin America or anywhere in the world where we decide that we're going to give foreign aid, which has been scrutinized and criticized, and in some circumstances with good reason. And I would not have known this had I not gone on about a dozen trade trips during the Clinton years to see how this money was used. I went to Africa, around the Horn of Africa, went to 5 different countries with the State Department.
It's my African cousin.
Yes.
And
the same thing happened in Latin America, not so much during that era, but later on, the Latin American countries that have been the benefit of American largesse, that is aid. What happens, these programs are specifically pointed to, specifically approved, and specifically funded, not only to help the locals, and I again use the Horn of Africa countries, but I could use things that have gone on in Guatemala and in Argentina. The money that goes to build a new school or to build roads or infrastructure, the caveat, the stipulation is that if you're going to take the money, you must use American companies to fulfill the contract needs. So let's say in Rhodesia they need to build a new highway across the country, and they've decided it will cost $100 million. We give them the $100 million, and they in turn go find an American company that will build the road. And the $100 million goes to the American company, American workers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can say we could do better things with our money, but when you look at what, and this is the back and forth, and Kara heard me this morning earlier on as I was talking about this, the struggle for me is that we have in our own country the Buy America, Use America promotions that go on, the rebuilding of roads. What stresses me is that we don't do a good job building the roads or building the bridges. We do a, I was about to use a word that I can't use, but we don't do a good job. And if we were building them better, we wouldn't have so much problem. But the other side of that is that we become dependent. The reason that we have a 4% or whatever it is unemployment rate, it's not really, but it's we're back in pretty good territory as far as unemployment is concerned, considering where everything went in 2008. And so with that comes a lot of government support for programs and plans, and these road rebuild jobs are part of that. And so if you didn't have them, then a lot of people would be out of work or, you know, looking for work elsewhere. Maybe we'd be less expensive. Maybe it would force us to be, when we bid projects overseas, it would force us to be more competitive. I don't know. But so that would be a discussion. Are we inflating the value of U.S. companies and the value of the workers by sticking to our Buy America program? And when we give money to Africa or to South America for these infrastructure rebuilds, we pay for them, and they have to use American companies. Are we inflating their value as well? I guess, do you understand the question and the premise, ladies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh.
So I lost you at what point? Where did I lose you?
No, you didn't lose me.
Somewhere around the Horn of Africa.
I think I went the wrong way around the horn.
All right, so this is, I'm looking at this.
No, I agree.
There's a lot
if
of focus on the Buy America stuff, and
yeah, if you're going to loan money or if you're going to give money to other countries, then you should. Then America should be getting something back. It shouldn't be just let me open up the pocketbook. It should be how does this put Americans to work? How is this good for our economy? So I totally agree with all that. And to your point about roads, you said that they're not building them in the right way, but I think they are. They're building them in the right way because they want an expiration date on them of about 20 years,
so true.
And that's exactly what's happening is that
well,
the government
that's,
built
you're making
to
my
expire.
Point. Yeah,
yeah,
so
just
they can put
like
more people
just
to work.
Like just like Apple, I'm convinced, builds my iPhone to start screwing up about a year and a half, maybe a year
yeah,
into
right.
getting
yeah.
it, so I'll be intrigued to get a new iPhone. And that's the same thing with governments and road work.
Yeah, right. Okay, so is it right? Well, you're paying for the iPhone, you tell me. And by the way, you're paying for the road works, you tell me whether you think that it's, I mean, it's just the way Americans think. We're going to throw everything away, or we don't count on anything lasting a lifetime, which is kind of tragic when you get right down to it, don't you think?
I was watching a car chase, actually, because, you know, we like to have car chases in Southern California
yeah, right.
all the time.
I'm so intrigued by that phenomenon.
There was a doozy yesterday morning, and so I happened to be watching it in the studio at my other job. As a personal rule, whenever I see a car chase, I turn it off because I don't want to glamorize them. But yeah. we were watching it in the studio, and as they're going overhead, you can look at the condition of the road, and I was more appalled by what I was seeing in the road than I was by the guy who was on the police chase. I mean,
shameful.
It looked like he kept... It was horrifying.
California roads are a disgrace.
True. Try driving in New Jersey.
If you were looking at that, you would think you're in a third world country. I mean, what yeah. I was seeing in Montebello and wherever else he was driving, it was Bell Gardens. It was ridiculous. It was unacceptable.
Yeah. Really
I swerve.
Is.
I drive like a drunk driver just because I swerve to avoid potholes yeah. and, I mean, giant craters on my route through the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. I don't, I mean, we have a 23-cent gas tax that's already in effect now, so
yeah,
that's supposed to be repairing these craters. I mean, these are
yeah.
things that, like, if you were, you know, pushing like a baby carriage through, the entire carriage would fall into it. Like, they're that big on the highway.
And the way that they fix them as well, because we had a couple potholes, you know, every time it snows in the winter and they have all the snowplows come through and then they rip all the streets up. And we had a couple holes in our street that were so big that my car, you know, and it's a little car, but my car couldn't fit over the entire thing without part of the wheel going in.
Yeah.
And so I called and they came out, you know, within 48 hours and fixed them, which was great. But then,
well,
you know,
they're not really fixing them. They're
well,
just
exactly.
Feeling them.
But then a couple months
yeah.
later, you have the same issue. So
right.
it's like, okay, what
yeah.
are we really doing here?
And you know what, Kara, let me just as a little educational piece. What you said is so true because the layer of asphalt is so thin, and the way they apply it, if it's a normal 16-foot road or 20-foot road, the device that lays down the asphalt, the paving machine, only can widen to about 10 feet, in some circumstances 12 feet. So if you have a 24-foot road, you got to lay down two courses on both sides of the road. So in the middle, there's a crack. And people wonder why the roads fall apart from the beginning, from the middle out. The reason is because the two courses of asphalt that are laid next to each other, and they aren't sealed properly. So that where the two of them merge, the water and the weather gets into them and starts buckling them. And because the asphalt isn't thick enough to begin with, they put on a thin layer, a couple of inches of asphalt. Then as they begin to buckle in the wintertime, because the heaves in the road, because of the freezing of the surface, the, it pushes the macadam up so the plow edge catches on the asphalt and rips it open. That's where potholes come from. That's how they start. Because the weather, because the roads aren't built right to begin with, they could seal these, but they don't. They push up the natural Mother Nature swelling and whatever she does in the wintertime, when the road, when everything freezes, it pushes up.
And she swells like the rest of us.
Yeah, right. So do you, so you understand why it happens? That's why it happens. And the roads are forever being ripped up because the snow plows, as the roads are pushed up and you find the fault in the road, and you then look down, when you see the pothole originally, it's only a couple of inches thick because that's the latest layer of asphalt that was put down. Sometimes it's laid on top of something that wasn't corrected, and so it goes down to 4 inches or 5 inches, maybe 6 inches. And it's each layer that gets faulted because of the weather and the improper application of the stuff. So, anyway, that's my road-building lesson for today. Everybody happy now? You know more than you did before we started with this. Maybe more than you wanted to know. 12 before the hour on the DJV show.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time
for the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Kobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics tool set, including a hard case, now for just $99. And power your next project with a Porter Cable 2-tool 20-volt cordless combo drill driver kit with soft case, now also just $99. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Tool set offer valid 6A through 6/12. Drill driver offer valid through 6/23 while supplies last, U.S. only.
How to care for baby skin? One of America's top pediatric dermatologists, Dr. Jody Levine.
Avoid long baths and use warm water, not too hot. Use gentle, baby-specific cleansers. And for babies with dry and sensitive skin, moisturize twice a day with a cream that contains ceramides or with an ointment.
And when it comes to clothing,
pick the right fabric. Dress your baby in light and comfortable clothes. It's also a good idea to pre-wash clothes prior to wear in a separate wash from the rest of the family with a hypoallergenic and gentle baby detergent such as Drept Pure Touch, rated by the number one pediatrician recommended baby detergent brand. Pure Touch is 65% plant-based and made from naturally derived ingredients.
And what about sun protection?
For babies younger than 6 months, you should avoid direct sunlight, especially between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Sunscreen is recommended for infants older than 6 months of age. Choose a broad-spectrum physical blocker, SPF 30 or higher. For more info, check out dreft.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
City and conversation reigns on the DJV Experience. Thus is the case with our daily Tech Talk time. 53 past the hour brings us into the focus of things, all things technology-oriented. And so Victoria is going to tell us about Amazon and a new offering that they have. And then the strawberry moon that you will experience tonight and tomorrow. Let's get that into focus. Tens of thousands of gamers are heading to E3, the biggest gaming event of the year, to get a first look at the hottest upcoming games. One major gaming company is celebrating early with special deals for fans. Listen to our fan Andy Solomon with the details.
With all eyes on major gaming companies leading up to E3, PlayStation has a surprise for their fans. PlayStation's John Kohler is here to tell us what's in store.
We're introducing Days of Play, which offers incredible discounts on PlayStation games and hardware. We're going to have a new limited edition gold PlayStation 4 for a promotional price of $249. That's $50 off our normal pricing. It's really our way of thanking fans for their tremendous support that led to huge successes of games like Horizon Zero Dawn and made PS4 the number one game console.
What else should gamers look forward to this year at E3 and beyond?
We'll be showcasing a lineup of highly anticipated games, including PS4 exclusives like the racing experience Gran Turismo Sport, and action-adventure games like God of War, Uncharted the Lost Legacy, and Spider-Man. We've got a lot more exciting things in store for fans, and we can't wait to share it with them.
For more, visit PlayStation.com. Now you're in the know.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
right, 56 after the hour. Okay, Victoria, let's focus in on Amazon and what they're doing to the price of Prime memberships.
Well, Amazon announced this week that they're slashing the price of Prime memberships for customers who are on government assistance. So they basically they cut it in half. It's $10.99 a month for the standard Prime monthly membership, and they're cutting it to $5.99 a month if you get government assistance, food stamps, EBT cards. Those are the electronic benefits transfer cards. They also are saying that they want to make the everyday selection and prices on Amazon accessible to everybody. So it's kind of an interesting move. I don't know of any other major company who does this. There are a lot of companies that accept EBT cards as a form of payment, but to give a special price for people who are on that program is kind of interesting. They said there if you are on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is also known as SNAP, then that also qualifies you to get your Prime membership.
So people on welfare get
half.
A better deal. That's basically what it amounts to.
Yeah. The right. Interesting thing, though, their biggest competition with this new program is Walmart, because Walmart apparently also with the prices. Yeah. So Amazon figured if we cut our Prime membership in half, we may entice some of the Walmart customers to come to us and order online, because with the Prime membership, you get free shipping.
Amazing. Just an amazing reality. Walmart versus Amazon. Sounds like a bad movie. Godzilla versus Megatron.
Well, here's the thing. Walmart made $13 billion in sales from customers using SNAP benefits just last year alone. So Amazon is very smart to try to tap into this market.
All right. Tomorrow, or tonight, depending on where you are, the Strawberry Moon is going to reach peak fullness. Fortunately, where I am and over most of the East Coast, there's going to be clear skies. The fullness will be at its peak after 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. You'll see a lot of beautiful views tonight. The Strawberry Moon has a unique claim to fame. It's a mini moon, a full moon that looks smaller than normal, and it only occurs once a year, just the opposite end. The fullest moons are 6 months from now, at the end of the year, October, November, December, in that area. SLOOH.com will be live streaming views of the moon from its telescopes in Chile and the Canary Islands starting at 7 o'clock tonight. If you want a great view of this, SLOOH.com. You watch? I think actually I would.
I'm going to check it out. It's free. Yeah.
Right. It is. Yep. SLOOH.com. The Strawberry Moon. Seeing it. It's because this is the time of year strawberries are available. Hello.
Right.
That's what. It's not because the moon looks like a strawberry. It's all built around the harvest, the farm, if you will. SLOOH.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV experience.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.